This morning in Germany, workers protected by scores of policemen removed sections of what is left of the Berlin Wall. The removal comes despite protests demanding this concrete artifact of the Cold War be preserved. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson has the story from Berlin.
On the morning of August 13, 1961, Berlin residents awoke to communists building a wall to divide their city. This morning, they awoke to workmen taking down chunks of what is left of that historic barrier. Tour guide Rolf Strobel, who is 52, came to gape at the holes in what had been the longest remaining stretch of the wall, about four-fifths of a mile. The remnant was turned into a gallery of bright murals following the 1989 uprising in the communist East that eventually led to German reunification. One of the murals features Soviet leader Leonid Brezhnev kissing East German chief Erich Honecker, who built the Berlin Wall.
Eines traurig und enttäuscht, muss ich echt sagen. Ja, über so viel Frechheit.
Strobel, the tour guide, calls this morning's removal shocking and impertinent. He argues the barrier belongs to the public and not investors like Mike Uwe Hinkel. Hinkel is building a luxury apartment complex nearby along the Spree River and wants the wall removed for an access road. But the work stopped following a number of protests, including one led by actor David Hasselhoff. Hasselhoff is also a popular singer in Germany. His anthem, Looking for Freedom, was belted out by the generation that brought down the Berlin Wall.
You guys ready? I've been looking for freedom. I've been looking so long.
Hasselhoff told protesters on St. Patrick's Day he was determined to protect what's left of the wall.
How you guys doing? You good? Thank you all for coming. This is a part of history. Thank you.
Hasselhoff pledged to hold a huge concert here to up the pressure if talks to preserve the wall fail. But investor Hinkel said in an emailed statement to the Associated Press that he was tired of fruitless negotiations with city officials. He also says today's removal is temporary so that trucks can access his building site. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.
I've been looking for freedom.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.